Do you think, first of all, that time travel is possible?
Time travel is definitely possible. It's not something that's just confined to science fiction. It is a fact, especially if we, clarify our meaning. You know, it seems like we live in a universe that has these three large spatial dimensions and one dimension of time. Thomas Aquinas thought that God was living outside of space-time, so he could see all universes, the events, the past, and the future in one blinding instant. But we know time travel is real and possible in this sense. We know from Einstein that if you travel, at high speeds and return to Earth, you will definitely travel into the future. You will age maybe days, but when you return to Earth, civilizations may have collapsed and evolved. Thousands of years could take place on Earth. It's because time is not something that Newton was thought pervaded a constantly throughout the universe, but it's affected by motion. And we also know that gravity affects time and causes it to slow. And there are many proposed time machines that make use of gravity and other possible properties of our universe that don't conflict with known laws of physics that would even permit backward time travel.
Do you think it's going to have to take equipment, technology to do it? Or is there probably some simple way right under our nose, we just haven't found it yet?
Well, one of the ways of creating a time travel device is to use wormholes. Now, we might be able to, in the future, someday be able to create these wormholes and use it for time travel. Or nature may have created some of these things that we can use ready-made for us. But backwards time travel is more speculative, but future time travel, we know there's so much evidence that the speed that you travel at affects the rate of time that is certainly part of physics even today.
Okay, so let's jumpstart for a moment. Let's assume if time travel is indeed possible, I agree with you, I think it is too. Let's jumpstart 50 years from now, 100 years from now, doesn't really matter. Eventually, somebody in the future is going to invent real time travel, right?
I believe so, and I believe there's so much in our future because of the rate of technological progress that we have a very hard time predicting that. After all, 10 or 20 years ago, who predicted the Internet or the rise of the personal computer? Scientists are not too good at predicting the future, but we do know that the rate of change is so amazing today that there are incredible things that we'll be facing even in this century. If you look at all of human progress from the beginning of humans till now, we've had more progress probably in the last century than all the thousands of years before, and even in the last 10 years there's been remarkable progress. And so the progress seems to be getting quicker and quicker and quicker, making it more difficult to predict, but a very exciting time to live in.
Okay, so let's assume 2036, they've perfected time travel, 31 years from now. Something dramatic happens, they've got it. Do you then think that those time travelers can either go into the future, 2038, 2050, or can they come back into time, our time period, and other periods?
Well, the challenge is, of course, if you time travel to the past, what paradoxes might you create? The traditional one is if you go back and kill your grandmother, would you cease to exist?
Right, right.
And many scientists speculate on the existence of parallel universes, and if you were to actually go back in time, you could do that, but you'd enter a different parallel universe or a different time stream, and the new universe you're in would march along. It wouldn't really affect the previous universe. So there are some escape hatches for these paradoxes.
Okay, now here's something I don't understand, Cliff. Maybe you can help me. How can you go back to an event that has occurred? I mean, if I'm writing with my pen and I put my pen down, it's done. It's over with. That whole image is gone. What is it about time travel that allows you to go back to those same events that occurred during that spot, that moment of time? I mean, is it like recorded in some kind of ether in the universe? Is that what's out there? Everything that's occurred, is it still there?
Well, according to one theory, if you went back even to our beginning of our phone call, you would actually enter a different universe where Cliff and George were talking, and then another Cliff just entered, but the old universe would keep on going. But, you know, you raise a good point. There's something called the cumulative audience paradox, where, you know, if time travel were possible, why don't we see at the time of Jesus' crucifixion, you know, thousands of spectators lined up, stretching all through Arabia to Iran into Europe, you know, to see these grand events? We don't see thousands of people lined up, and, you know, we can wonder what that means.
Of course, we don't think we see them.
Right, and then, of course, someone who's extremely technologically advanced, or even alien visitors to this world, you know, maybe they could do it in such a way where they wouldn't be perceived, or they'd blend in. You know, if we liken it to a zoo, right, the best zoos are the ones that the animals are not so aware of all the observers watching them. And if Earth is a zoo for aliens or space or time travelers, you know, would they be advanced enough to shield their appearance as best as they could?
Maybe then that's where parallel universes come in, where every event is a separate universe, and it's just always there. It never goes away.
You know, some of my favorite science fiction novels involve parallel universes, but physicists do think that parallel universes exist somehow side by side with our own in a ghostly manner. And, you know, there's been surveys of the most brilliant physicists, and the majority do say that parallel universes are likely. Now, there's many different types we could discuss, but again, it's this idea of perhaps infinite universes similar to ours and very different that are existing side by side with our own.